Hi there, I'm Isra Nasser, a therapist and the author of Toxic Productivity, Reclaim Your Time and Emotional Energy in a World That Always Demands More. My work centers around helping people redefine their relationship with productivity and achievement so that they can create space for a more mindful, purpose-driven life. In our society, productivity is often portrayed as a measure of our value, but that's not the full story. True productivity should support our lives, not consume them. Through my book, I hope to help you break free from the pressures of constant doing and discover a healthier, intentional, and more authentic approach to your life. Let's walk through 5 key insights from this book together. Insight number 1, knowing the difference between healthy and toxic productivity. Both healthy and toxic productivity might look like achieving goals on the surface, but their roots couldn't be more different. Healthy productivity aligns with your values and allows you to work with intention and purpose without sacrificing your well-being. Toxic productivity, on the other hand, pushes you to do more, but not out of genuine purpose. Instead, out of fear, shame, the need for external validation, or a drive to prove your worth. In toxic productivity, your productivity habits become an identity rather than an activity. We learn harmful or unhelpful messaging about productivity throughout our early childhood experiences. However, you must first bring awareness to your habits and patterns before you can begin to unlearn them. Ultimately, the long-term effects of toxic productivity are harmful. Studies show that if you link your self-worth solely to your productivity, you're at a greater risk for mental health challenges like anxiety and depression because you're constantly striving to meet self-imposed impossible demands. By recognizing when productivity stops serving you and starts consuming you, you can shift to a healthier, more intentional way of working. One that enhances your life rather than depleting it. Insight number 2, the role emotions play in productivity. It's easy to think of productivity as a purely logical process, but emotions like guilt, fear of failure, and the need for approval deeply influence your productivity. Sometimes we use productivity as a way to cope with uncomfortable feelings. Other times, our productivity habits, or lack of, can trigger uncomfortable feelings. For instance, productivity guilt, the feeling that you're never doing enough, often pushes you to overwork. The American Psychological Association shows that those who struggle with productivity guilt tend to work long hours and take fewer breaks, a combination that ultimately leads to burnout. That's why learning to regulate your emotions is crucial. This means learning to identify, understand, manage, and then release difficult emotions. Tools like mindfulness, journaling, movement, crafts, and setting realistic goals can help you manage these feelings constructively, allowing you to operate from a place of balance instead of anxiety. Emotional regulation isn't just about feeling better. It enhances productivity by helping you focus, make clearer decisions, and stay motivated. Through emotional awareness, you can begin to ask yourself, am I working from a place of purpose or fear? This question is the key to creating sustainable productivity. Insight number 3, toxic productivity often hides in daily habits. Toxic productivity isn't always obvious. It often lurks in small, seemingly harmless habits, such as working through lunch, checking emails at midnight, or staying glued to your phone because of the fear of missing something. Toxic productivity can also mask itself as personal development habits, self-care, meeting unmet emotional needs, and chronic busyness. These behaviors can snowball into a lifestyle that prioritizes doing over being, leading to feeling disengaged and exhausted. But here's the good news. You can transform these toxic habits into nurturing ones. Instead of working nonstop, try scheduling genuine breaks, like a quick walk or a few minutes of mindful breathing. Research shows that taking short, regular breaks can boost productivity by up to 40%, allowing your brain the space it needs to reset. Or balancing the well-being of your relationships with your productivity habits, which helps you stay connected to community and meet your emotional needs so you don't have to turn to toxic productivity habits. This approach turns productivity from a draining cycle into a process of growth, where self-care is the driving force rather than self-neglect. Insight number 4, busting myths that keep you trapped in toxic productivity. Our culture is filled with myths about productivity that can keep you stuck. For example, you might believe multitasking makes you more efficient, but research shows it can actually reduce efficiency by up to 40%. Then there's the myth that busyness equals productivity, or that the more you do, somehow the more successful you'll be. But that's also far from true. Research shows that only 20% of our daily tasks drive 80% of our results. These types of beliefs can lead you to overcommitting, where you're constantly busy but rarely fulfilled. If you can reframe these myths, you start to see productivity as a personal, flexible practice, not a rigid checklist. Working smarter, not harder, means giving yourself permission to focus on what really matters rather than just filling your time. The idea here is that you're not bound by external definitions of success, achievement, or productivity, but guided by your own sense of what truly brings you closer to fulfillment. Insight number 5, embracing rest as a core element of productivity. In a society that glorifies the hustle, rest is often seen as something you earn only after checking off your to-do list. But rest is essential. It's not a reward. Neuroscience research shows that your brain needs regular downtime to process information, form memories, and spark creativity. A study from the University of California found that people who took regular rest breaks were 26% more likely to experience breakthroughs in problem solving compared to those who worked nonstop. Rest isn't just about physical recovery either. It's also a mental reset that lets you approach tasks with fresh energy and creativity. By intentionally building rest into your day, such as setting aside quiet moments in the morning and evening, or practicing active rest through hobbies that engage you, rest becomes part of the productivity cycle. Embracing rest as a cornerstone of productivity means honoring your own rhythm, allowing you to approach each task with clarity, resilience, and purpose. Reimagining productivity is learning to question the frameworks we believe about achievement and self-worth. Toxic productivity is the quiet whisper that is urging you to always be in the next place, the next stage, closer to the conclusion. But living this way takes you out of the present. It keeps joy at a distance. Remember, the most optimized life is not the happiest life. Thank you for joining me here today and for taking a closer look at how you approach productivity. My hope is that this book acts as a permission slip for you to live a life that is bigger than a checklist, one where you can work and thrive on your own terms.